The legendary Miss Britney Spears. And the unstoppable danger. You're gonna have to remove me, cause I ain't going nowhere.
My reign of terror is over. I have one more song. But did you know? You just know already. It's Radiothon. You're like, hold on, what is Radiothon? It's how this student-run radio station right here keeps running. And we rely on you, the listener, to support us by listening and donating. Oh, isn't that wild and crazy? You're like, hold on. How do I donate? Thanks for asking. Person that's not in here. You donate by calling 540-231-9888. Again, 540-231-9888. Or going to www.woovit.vt.edu. And there's a big old button there that says donate now. Let's say you want to get $5, you get a sticker. Say you want to get 15, you get a bandana and a sticker. It's called stacking. It's cool. You know, there's tons of premiums. You get a premium. Everyone gets a premium. Alright, my reign of terror is done. ABBA, then you see me on Thursday, and then you see me on Sunday. And that's whatever, alright? Alright, it was fun seeing you.
I don't wanna talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I've laid all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more ace to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small beside the victory. That's a destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belonged there. I figured it made sense. Does it feel the same when time she calls your name. Somewhere deep inside, you must know I miss you. But what can I say? Rules must be obeyed. You feel sad, and I understand. You've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense. No self-confidence, but you see, the winner takes.
Alicia Keys. Now's not the time or place. This is DJ Cracker doing an impromptu late night show. One wasn't enough. I just had to get one more in me. One more! Shout out Havon. I won't say thank you, Havon, for your service. Thank you, Havon, for your service. Alright, she is out of here! Alright, I don't have a theme, but you know what I do have? Love and passion for Radiothon! Okay, I'm yelling. I need to turn these levels down. It's Radiothon, baby! That means it's donation station here. Oh, that's funny, because this is a radio station. That means it's donation station here at WooBit. If you are not aware, we are a student-run radio station, and that means we don't have a lot of money. So what that translates into is us asking for money, having our little fundraiser once a semester in exchange for a week of around-the-clock DJ coverage. What else have we got? We've got the around-the-clock DJ coverage. We've got, premiums. We have premiums. So if you donate money, you get a special little prize or toy, which someone I know had a little bit of a hand or two in selecting them. I'm the business manager here at WooBit. And so I got to work with Sam on the art staff, and we handpicked these mother effing premiums,
and they look really, really good. Our staff is crazy this year. We also have a concert on Monday, and that's going to be at the one and only Milk Parlor here in Blacksburg, DT. It's going to be on Monday, not this Monday, next Monday, Halloween, so there better be costumes. Can we talk about the premiums for a little bit? I feel like this is kind of for me, this is a talking show. Maybe I should, no, I'm doing good. We have, first of all, we have the sticker for $5, and that is, you know, that's pretty standard for our $5 donation premium. But if you're feeling a little frisky and you have $15 to spare, we're going to slide you a 90.7 bandana. And this is really pretty. My friend James designed it. And it's got 90.7, and then it says WEVTFM in the back, and it's just dope. $15 isn't enough for you. You got money burning a hole in your pocket, and you love college radio so much. You might donate $35. You know what that's going to land you? A pin. A lapel pin of a pair of lips, and it's really, really cool. A little sexy, one might say. All right, 35 isn't enough. We're going on up to 65. We've got a long sleeve pink t-shirt. This is, like, I think maybe my favorite piece. It's really, really dope. It's got all of these little drawings on it that I think if you look at it from far away, it looks like flowers or like a floral design. And then you look and it's just like, it is just art. I don't know how else to describe the little drawings. They are just art. It's very interesting. All right. Going all the way up to the $125 donation. Maybe you are not only a college radio lover, but you're also a young professional. Or an old professional. You're a professional through and through. And you need a Wuvitai. It's got like a ball and chain graphic on it, which is so freaking cool. And like the chain goes down the length of the necktie. Very, very cool. Very cool. Some people have a lot of money though. More than $125. Some people have $500. And you know what that is going to land you? A WVT $500 donation neon sign that you can put up in your house. I think neon signs are so neat. I think that they are having a moment in the interior design sector. And it's, I think it's dope. I think it's really fun. You can put it in your dorm room or put it in your room. And then last but not least, I'm really sorry if there's someone out here listening to this. I'm just talking. We have our $907 donation premium. And it is, in fact, a custom guitar that one of our staff heads is working on. I don't get it. I thought it was really interesting because he was like, yeah, I'm working on restoring this guitar I got. I don't want it. We said, you know what? Someone out there might. That's pretty cool, right? Yes. So, that is the Radiothon Fall 2022 premium list. Thank you for holding in and listening to that. We're going to play right now one of my favorite songs. My sister introduced it to me. And then I'll figure out a theme afterwards. Donate. Big news, guys. I figured out my theme for this show. One thing to know about me, I'm a communications major. Another thing to know about me is that I am in a public speaking class, and I actually have a speech in 6 hours. I've got a speech in 6 hours. So, my theme for today is going to be, I can't think of a clever name. It's music about talking. Music with talking, or converse, or conversate, or communicate, or words of the like. If you have any songs of that theme that are important to you, please give me a ring-a-ding here at 540-231-9888 and request. And maybe, just maybe, throw some spare change in the ring and I can hook you up with a sticker. Alright, let's do it.
You are confused. just miserable. I know you're somewhere out there, somewhere far away. I want you back, I want you back. My neighbors think I'm crazy, but they don't understand. You're all I had, you're all I had. At night when the stars light, talking to the moon, trying to get to you. I sit by myself. is somewhere out there, somewhere far away.
I'm so sorry. Bruno Mars outsold. I love that man. I love that man. I historically like me a short king, but... oh, something about Bruno Mars. That's my boy. That's my boy. But... I would... give up all the Brunos on this Mars... for our student-run radio station organization, WUVT. It is currently Radiothon. Wait, you know what? It's time that I pull up a sound effect board. I think that that will add a lot to this experience that we're having together. Me and whoever is out there listening. There we go. Let's see. Let's see what I can get going. Okay. Here, wait a minute. It's thinking about it. Oh! Yeah. Yeah. What else? What else? Oh. Okay. All right, reining it back in. It's Radiothon, and that means that we have 24/7 live DJ coverage. 24/7 live DJ coverage. That's not what I was looking for. Yeah, there we go. Which I think is really cool. We ask that.
Challenge.
We ask that everyone who listens to Radiothon, if you are in a financial spot to do so, donate so that we can keep our station going. We're just buying a lot of backup equipment for our IT fellas this year. So that's what I want. That's what we want. Okay. What else do we have?
Okay.
This is your celebration. We're gonna do one more.
Oh!
That was pretty good. Okay. Let's focus. So, what I need to warn you about right now, this is your time to back out. I did my Radiothon promotion, and now it's time for me. I said that I'm in public speaking, and I said that I have a speech today, because I know no one is up right now, I'm gonna go ahead and practice my public speaking speech right now on the air. It's gonna be about 6 minutes long, hopefully. That's the cutoff time. If anyone is out there, you can call in and donate to stop me and to get me to play music again. But I just want to make sure that I'm flying under that 6 minute radar. I was kind of fudging it last night. I went over. I think I did 7 minutes. That's the thing about communication majors. We can talk. All right. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and I'm asking... our viewers at home to time this for me, so I need to know if this is under 6 minutes. All right. Ready, set, go. How long did you last travel to see someone in concert? I would gander that it was probably a lot. I'd like to go ahead and thank all of the board of directors for attending this EMCVT Virginia Tech Media Wing end of the year meeting. I'm here to represent WUVIT and discuss some of our projects that we took on this year. In particular, I'd like to talk about The Meltdown, which was a music festival that WUVIT planned and almost put on this past academic year. We are very big on promoting live music here in Blacksburg. We used to have a pretty thriving live music scene, and we do not as much anymore. So we were passionate about bringing that back. I was the event manager for last semester here at WUVA, and therefore the project leader. So we're going to go ahead and take a look at what our vision was for the project, what work went into the project, the cancellation of the project, and what we learned. So last September, I was approached by a landowner who was interested in turning his property into a venue for live music. We thought it was a great idea and decided on working on a music festival together. It felt like a good time after COVID. And actually, according to the 2022 online article, the post-pandemic festival report 2022, it was a really good year for most big festivals to get back on track and have their festival again. And the average festival was forecasted to make an average of $10.7 million from ticket sales. So now that we had our vision for what we wanted the event to look like, we took on an advisor to help with the actual planning of the event. It was going to take a lot of work. So we needed to find five acts and be able to, we needed to keep, our budget was $30,000, and that included acts, security, food, etc. And it was just us staff members who were on the task. In a 2022 interview with Catherine McArdle, the general manager, she said, "The hiring process was difficult. We want to represent diverse music tastes." So what that process ended up looking like when it came to hiring acts, it was first we would send emails to the managers. When the managers decided they wanted to do the event, they would send us legal contracts, which we signed. After that, we decided to go forward with the venue and start working on making the venue suitable for the public. And we would check in on the progress of the venue in weekly meetings. So now all of our acts were booked. It was time to promote. This is where the warning signs of the project began to show. First off, we did not have the scale of marketing ready. We had never marketed something that big. We wanted to get about 1,000 people, and we just did not have the avenues available for that kind of thing. Our staff had never tried to tackle something that big. It was also an issue with tickets. The average WUVIT event cost no more than $10, and we were asking for $35, which is a lot for college students. We came up with discounts, but implemented them way too late. With all of these issues beginning to show, we decided to cancel the event a month out from the event, and decided to reflect and see what we learned so that we could potentially put what we had learned towards an event in the future. We reflected and decided that we definitely would, in the future, want to start smaller, smaller scale. We would want to definitely hire lower priced acts. We would want fewer acts, and we would take more of a focus on the locality of the event and maybe our local music scene and take advantage of that. We would also want to hire a special staff just for the festival. So now that we have taken a look at the vision, how we tried to execute that vision, our ultimate cancellation of the event, and then the takeaway, we decided that this was a learning experience and we would try again in the future. We also wanted to consider pulling on our existing thriving music scene here in Blacksburg. We've seen the emergence of a lot of new bands recently, which is very exciting. So I would like to go ahead and open the floor for questions. And then at this point, actually, someone has already sent a question. So oh, okay. Well, that's not happening. Oh, it's thinking. Great question. So what she asked is...
Great success.
What I had personally gotten from this event and what I learned was the most important was delegation. It's really important with an event this size to delegate tasks. I'm going to go ahead and close the questions. So next time you're driving to a concert to see someone you love live, consider supporting local and going to a Woven event next time. All right, I lied. I was actually timing myself, and that was 6 minutes and 2 seconds, and that's not so bad. That's not so bad. I'll take it. Anyways, if any of y'all just had to sit through that, I really appreciate it. But you can always call in 540-231-9888. You can give me some critique. Tell me what you thought of the speech. Maybe even donate to Radiothon if you're feeling a little crazy. Who would do that? Okay, I am gonna go ahead and stop talking for a little bit because I said a lot. And we've got some bangers coming up. This is all songs with talking in the title. Thank you for listening.
Damn. L tap twice on some ass like grams. I just fuck. Now what I'm doing? Under pillow talking with a bitch. Under pillow talking with a bitch. I just finished spazzing on a bitch. Now I'm pillow talking with a bitch. I'm like, girl, that was great. Talk about a connection. Am I alone in my praise? Do you share my assessment? She like, yeah, that was nice. I enjoyed myself. Great. Yeah. She like, can you reach that shelf for my phone? I'll take care of the alarm. I'm like, oh, for the morning? Like to sleep? She like, yeah, we just had sex. What did you think? I was just gonna fuck you and leave? No, I hadn't thought that far ahead. But of course, can I get you a t-shirt? Oh, can you not tickle my hair? It's just a personal thing, it's not you. Okay, sorry for doing it. No, this just a personal thing, it's not you. Okay, cool. Yeah. So you're from Minnesota. Only thing I know is that it's cold to break it down. How's it compared to living in LA? Well, I can't compare them, they're so different. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. She like apples to oranges. Well, you can still compare them, but I hear you. What's the deal with your family? Got any siblings? She like, I have a brother. I'm like, oh, what he do? She like, he in the army. Oh, true. Do you fuck with the war?
Do you fuck with the war?
She like, huh? What did you just say? Like just now? Yeah. Do you fuck with the war? No, I don't fuck with the war. I'm like, no, I don't fuck with the war. Just don't know how to react to the forces. I should've just thanked you, of course. Why would you thank me? I guess I assumed it extended to families. But okay, while we on the topic, I've been actually thinking about some shit about the Army and Navy. What if tomorrow's the day that the fucking aliens came and invaded our nation? Like, would we even be able to fuck with they shit? Like, do we got the type of weaponry to fuck with they ships? Or not at all? Like, would they just walk up in this motherfucker laughing at us and blasting at us and making everybody disintegrate and assimilate without a hint of intimidation? Or could we do some shit to be making their heart race? Granted, I don't know the alien heart, but you get what the fuck I'm saying? Like, what the fuck would it be like? Would they be like, Earth go hard? Or is it just another conquest? Or would they be like, damn, Earth go hard? They was harder than Simeon. You ever talk to your brother about this type of stuff? And she like, no. I'm like, well, what you think? She like, I don't concern myself with hypotheticals that couldn't be. I'm like, girl, what you mean? She like, I don't believe in the war? In aliens? Oh, hold up. Hold up, wait. Girl, what you saying? That all of the life in the universe happens to be where you stand? I guess. What an enormous coincidence that shit would be. Do you see what I'm saying? I can't hear what you're saying. Well, the universe always expanding. There are infinite galaxies. Why would we be the anomaly? She like, that's no coincidence. I call that shit God. Hold on. I'm like, oh, you're religious, bitch. You think